95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Did you notice how cold it was driving in? It was like 58 degrees when I just drove in.
Don't
58.
Love it. Don't love that breeze. That breeze needs to go away.
Yeah. My nipples are hard. That's crazy.
That's too much information. Although I can see. It's quite attractive.
Yowza, yowza.
No, I don't love the wind ever.
No, I don't care for
it. The wind is the worst type of weather. I would rather it be 20 and still than like
blowing
35
in your face
and blowing hard.
Yep.
So I just hate that.
Otherwise, the day looks perfect out there for
it does
you,
look
though.
Great, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of boring for me, but it's good. I'm glad you're
sure.
Happy. That's good. That's good. That's nice.
How people are getting away with the carpool lane on today's show.
Ah, new ways of getting around the you got to have someone in the car with you thing.
Sure.
Sweet.
One American dollar.
Yeah, I think you're going to get these, actually. It has to do with losing life and limb. So it's right up your alley.
Losing life and limb.
Yeah,
it has to do with that.
Dangerous.
How is it right up my alley?
Because love that sort of thing.
Gotcha.
Danger is your business.
The most money you spent on something in quote cool.
And then
you thought it was cool, and looking back on it you went, how did I fall for fill in the blank
thinking? Do you have an example yourself? You've recently spent money on something.
I don't, but I just put up a tweet of the Spanish luxury line Balenciaga is selling these pants that are ripped up beyond recognition.
So stupid.
For $2,500.
I've seen so many people. Well, not wow. $2,500.
Yes, that's the point.
Three quarters of it's missing.
That's craziness.
I've seen a lot of people wearing those lately. I think they're so stupid.
They are. Yeah.
I mean, remember when they just had a little tiny tear?
Sure.
When they would sell just slightly pre-torn. Now it's like there's hardly any of it left.
There's barely any jean.
So this has got to be the end of the fad.
Give me five.
Give me five. What do you think it
five
is?
5 o'clock.
Question mark. What do you suppose the theme will be?
Five songs in a row with a theme.
And what do you think maybe we're going to do today? Question mark.
Question mark and the Mysterians?
Ha ha! Very good. And the tears. The so many tears. Songs that are questions, basically.
Ah.
Yeah. Not as many as you would think right offhand.
People are dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And the Weekend Next Door app.
Yay! Update. Find out what happened over the weekend with the loons.
Coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Ooh, plus a new song from Sammy Hagar. Got something from him with his pals, The Circle. We'll play that in just a matter of moments. Look out. Oh, no. Oh, dear. Better call one of the attorneys. They're on your side. They'll fight for you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Questions. That's what the Gimme 5 is about today. If you think of a song that is a question in a title, let us know. We'll play it at 5.
Maybe. If it's good,
yeah,
you know.
Maybe, yeah.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
This sounds bogus to me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember, did we even talk about it on the show when a massive asteroid about the size of 69 American alligators will pass by Earth Tuesday, NASA warns?
69 alligator?
Yes.
What?
American alligators.
American alligator. Well, that's all the difference. What?
That came from the Science Times on March 24th.
That's how they said, that's how they gave you the size of one.
Yes.
69 American alligators.
And I thought, this has to be fake.
Yes, right? Yes.
Has to be.
Was it?
No one is, I never found out.
Oh.
But it didn't really pique my interest that much.
Yeah.
Until today when I saw the Daily Star.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, this was on April 1st.
Right. Okay.
A huge asteroid the size of 90 elephants discovered speeding toward Earth by NASA.
Why are they measuring in animals all of a sudden?
I don't understand.
That's really weird.
It talks about the speed that it's going at. They've been tracking the journey and its anticipated flyby.
But I mean, I can't even picture. I mean, trying to picture that many elephants all together, I can't do that.
90 elephants, the size of 90. Well, same with the size of 76 American 76. Alligators. Sorry, 69. How do you judge that?
Ooh, it has to be a joke at 69.
Exactly. That has. But the first one was in the Science Times, which I don't know anything about, but sounds legit.
I mean, if you say three double-decker British buses, I can kind of picture that. That sounds like 69 American alligators, doesn't it?
Sure. I mean, the Meteor, which is named 2023 FM.
Yeah, that's a great station, man. All right, 20 minutes after the hour. Glad to have you along today.
The enormous space rock measures between 120 meters and 270 meters.
There's a good way of measuring.
Meaning it could be taller than the Gherkin in London or the size of up to 90 elephants. That can't. They can't be measuring things in animals.
All right,
now.
Wait, like so, like if you had like one elephant, you know how big that is. That's, right, so that's about like 90 of them, man.
That is not possible. And if I could put them in requests, I would like them to measure it with screaming hairy armadillos.
Yeah.
With goblin sharks.
Yeah.
And with the mustachioed puff bird.
37 of those.
So NASA, if you're listening.
Terrible. I love it.
It's pretty great.
We got to read this eventually.
Let's read it now.
Go ahead.
Our boss just walked in and said that he had ChatGPT write a promo for us.
For the show. For the big showgram.
For Kevin and Sluggo.
Yeah.
And this is it. This is what it came up with. Get ready to wind down and unwind. What? With the Kevin and Sluggo Show afternoon show. Join the hilarious duo as they bring you the perfect mix of music, entertainment, and fun.
Kevin and Sluggo know how to keep things lively and entertaining with their signature humor, witty banter, and engaging personalities.
Right.
They'll keep you up to date with the latest news and trending topics while playing the hottest hits to help you power through the rest of your day.
We play the hottest hits. So whether you're on your way home from work, running errands, or just chilling out, the Kevin and Sluggo Afternoon Show is the perfect companion. Tune in to 95.5 KLOS and let Kevin and Sluggo brighten up your day.
Don't miss out on the fun.
Don't miss out on the fun.
You know, I shouldn't say this because it's dangerous in these days and ages, but I'm not really worried about AI taking over anymore for like, you know, personality. Yeah, if that's what it's coming up with, I'm not too worried
because
about
that's
it.
Awful.
That's like your very first radio station in Flagstaff, Arizona or Arkansas or whatever. That's what your promo person would have written.
Yes, exactly. And you would go, no, do it again.
No, that's awful. That's Don't ridiculous. Say that about us. Engaging personalities, drop dead.
How dare you? So that's our new promo.
Yeah, enjoy. I hope you liked it.
Let's talk about something odd that's happening in Australia.
Okay.
A motorist cruising down a Melbourne motorway was left stunned after noticing something strange about the passenger in the car next to him.
Okay.
It just so happens that a sex doll named Donna
yes.
has completely sold out in Melbourne for the first time ever. As the city's commuters come up with a creative solution to their traffic woes.
They're just now starting to do that there.
That is what this article says.
I mean, you know, the problem with that is that, you know, your passenger can't always be surprised. They can't always be going, oh!
I mean, they can. Technically, they can. Eastern freeway commuters are using lifelike dolls as fake passengers to qualify for the faster transit lane.
Good for them.
According to Adam Leah, the marketing manager of Wild Secrets, the adult retailer that stocks the $5,500 doll.
Oh, man. Are you
selling
kidding?
Out has never happened in the country's 30-year history.
Because they suck.
Apparently, people were inspired by a promotional image of Donna seated behind a wheel in a car. And one customer even admitted the transit lane travel was the sole reason for his doll purchase.
Sure.
BS.
Yeah. We don't buy it all, dude.
They went to all of these doll owners and went, hey, did you guys do this for traffic? And they went, no. Yes.
Yeah, that's
why we did it. Yeah. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
We wouldn't do it for any other reason. That'd be ridiculous. $6,000.
$5,500?
And they're not that hot. I need dollar, that's what I need. Hey.
I gotta tell you, Kevin, I actually stopped by the bank on my drive into the work.
Did you
today.
Get a dollar?
Yeah, I just figured, I think you might get this 10 list, so I figured I'd better get a nice crisp dollar out
I
for you.
I hope so.
Yeah.
What's the category?
Well, it is the 10 most dangerous sporting activities in the world. Now, these can be like solo, you can be by yourself, or they can be with you know, a group. So I have actually 15 of them. So
how is it measured? Is it like the worst injuries or the most injuries per?
The criteria are how risky is the activity and how many chances are there of dying? And we're really kind of looking for fatalities.
Dying.
Yes, while participating in this sport, right? Practicing the sport.
Interesting.
So, you know, the really kind of looking for the fatality rate. So, you know, some of the more big sports that we're used to, you know, you don't usually see people dropping dead out there. By the way, one American dollar brought to you by Yamaba Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamaba, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamaba.com. Then they're kind of, some of them are a little bit specific, but I think if you get kind of close, you might hear the... Bell. Right. We'll see. We'll see.
My first guess is not going to change because I think it is the most dangerous sport in the world.
Yeah. And by the way, six to get four.
But what you said makes me think this is not one of them. Okay. However,
yeah,
I'm going to guess rugby anyway.
Rugby.
Yes.
Rugby is actually not on the list.
Stupid
Sorry.
List. Dumb list. Reject the list.
But we are talking
fatality. The list is idiotic.
I mean, have you seen anybody die playing rugby?
Have you seen
cricket?
Rugby?
Now, cricket, yes. Man, that is a violent sport. And when they get mad at each other, they're just, wow. But no, no rugby.
Death.
Yeah, death. It's not all death, but the
is it team or individual?
Are. Both. You know, it can be either.
Both.
It's almost, I'd say it leans a little more on your own, but there's some team,
rock climbing.
Sporting. Rock climbing, Joel. Rock climbing. I'm going to kind of give that to you.
Yeah. Because it's right?
Well, it's on the list-ish. You know, I'll say it's kind of on the
list. What does that mean?
It's free solo rock climbing. So when you're out there,
whatever.
You know how people do? That's crazy, though, man. When you're out there and you're climbing without real gear.
Yeah, it's
stuff,
insane.
It's number three on the list.
Yeah, I figured it was pretty death-oriented. Yeah.
Free solo rock climbing is on the list. So that's
wow, man, I don't know. Running?
Running? That reminds me of a story.
Don't say it so...
People get really sick, and you're right. You know, it's one of my favorite stories about a fellow guy that worked over the other station that kind of talked like this, and he came in, and he was all bruised up one time, and someone asked him what happened, you know, and what happened? How did you...
I was running.
I was walking.
What?
That was the end of the story. He didn't go any further.
Do I get credit for walking in that guess?
Only because we bring him up? No.
Wow, that's crazy. Death.
Yeah.
Death. You'll be meeting your maker.
Because I'm thinking of team sports like volleyball or tennis.
Oh, volleyball. So violent.
Or soccer. Indy racing. F1.
One of the sad things is when I start reading these off, you'd be like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Car racing.
Auto racing is definitely on the list.
Thank you.
Definitely dangerous. It's number eight.
Excellent.
Which is what I always wanted to do. That's actually, they asked me in school, they asked the class, what do you want to be when you grow up? And
right.
I said, I want to be a race car driver. You can't say that. No, that can't. You have to change your answer.
Why?
Exactly. That's what I said. You asked what I wanted to be.
You should have changed it to a free rock climber. Make it
Anything
worse.
To bring about death.
So car racing and rock climbing. So
yeah,
I got two
wrong so far.
And you think I'm going to get more?
Well, you have to get the last two in order to win your fresh, crisp American dollar.
Wow, what do people die doing? Ping pong? Just kidding. What sport do people die doing? Skiing or snowboarding?
Well, you got to choose one.
Snowboarding.
Snowboarding. Snowboarding is...
Son of a bitch!
Not right.
Skiing.
Skiing is...
Why do I have to choose then?
Right.
Son of a bitch,
right.
You said I had to choose, meaning one of them.
No, not really. Actually, neither one of those are wrong.
Okay, so, you're a cheater, and I hate you, and this game
I'll give
sucks.
You one more, just because it was slightly confusing. There is a form of skiing. I'll give you that. You have to say what it is, though, because it's crazy.
Oh, is it that where you jump out of a helicopter at the
yes,
top of a mountain?
Yes, heli-skiing.
Yes.
Very good. Heli-skiing. But
that.
You got one more. No, that's not right. You need one more.
I got four.
You got four, and you got three. You got three.
What are you talking about?
And you got auto racing, free solo rock climbing, and now skiing, heli-skiing.
I thought you needed one more. But I thought, well,
you're a good cheater.
That's
very
disappointing.
Good
I was really excited. I
know, you're ready. You're playing the music.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm
One
sorry.
More. One more. Why be sorry? Never be sorry.
Dangerous. Chance of
This is
death.
Such a great list. It's just such an awesome list. It's so insane. It just makes me,
wow.
Two of these are my favorite things to watch online. I love watching these things. They're crazy. They make me ill watching them.
Watching these online.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Keep doing that. It's awesome.
Yeah, I do love that skiing, that heli-skiing.
Yeah, that's crazy. So you know what that is? Folk. You know, you can't get there via a normal lift because the mountain's too insane. So they'll take you in a helicopter way up to the top of an insane... That's where all those crazy snowbanks where they're out in the middle of nowhere skiing and you see those videos. That's how they get there, by helicopter.
They drop them
off.
In case
you didn't know. Heli-skiing is what that's called.
Wow. I don't have any more guesses.
No, really?
No.
Do you want to forfeit your dollar?
I mean...
You're so close. One more and you got it.
Is it solo or a team?
Well,
the ones remaining.
No, I mean, I can't. You're already over your cheat limit.
I don't have an answer.
No, all right. I'll tell you, though. All right. Number 10, big wave surfing.
I just watched a special on the lifeguards at... the place in Hawaii where there's...
Yeah, the giant
waves.
Where they filmed Hawaii 5-0 opening way back when.
Yeah.
Shoot. All right, one of my absolute favorite things to watch, and it's insane and it makes me crazy. I'm like, what are you doing? Downhill mountain biking. You know, when they're on those
never
ridges.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love that stuff.
I never would have thought of that.
And I'm like, what are you doing? Number 8, you got auto racing. Number 7, motorcycle racing.
Oh, come on.
Very dangerous.
I should have got that one, too.
Is number 6. Then there's swooping while skydiving. Skydiving is not on the list. And American football, by the way, is number 15, which, you know, because like
I scratched out
died.
Football.
Yeah, because, you know. But, you know, when you swoop,
when you
it's basically like the canopy, and you get as close to the ground as you can.
Right.
Like, that's that kind of...
Sure.
Very likely.
That's pretty specific.
Yeah.
We interviewed a dude who was going to go do that off the top of a mountain. And we said, good luck.
Yeah.
2 days later, dead.
Oh, my God. Well, yes. There you go.
You're like, oops, sorry. It. Sorry about that.
Wing suit flying. I don't know what that is. I didn't have a chance to look it up.
I think that's the same sort of thing.
Is
wing
that,
suit.
Yeah, I guess.
I think
it's like
the sort of thing.
Yeah, but
same
it's probably
sort of
your
thing.
Arms or whatever.
Maybe.
Instead of like a canopy. You got free solo rock climbing.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, you know, high altitude mountain climbing. Mountain, you know.
I said
mountain,
rock climbing.
Mountaineering. Well, that's the free. I gave you that one, the rock solo climbing.
I mean, it should
but
cover
high,
both.
High altitude. Well, then you only get one. 297 deaths on Mount Everest alone since really it started in 1922.
Wow,
297 people. And number 1, the most likely to kill you, base jumping.
Base jumping.
Which is building antenna, span, or earth. 360 people. 362 people have died just since 1981.
Is that because
jumping.
They don't get their chute open quick enough?
It's because you're crazy.
You
don't jump off a damn building.
Yeah, that's stupid.
It's insane.
What are you going to do with that dollar?
I'm going to strip club. I'm going to make it slightly sprinkled.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We will be playing the name game again tomorrow. That starts at 8 o'clock with Heidi and Frank, and then you'll play pretty much every hour up until we get sick of it in the 5 o'clock hour. So be ready to win some cash with the name game again tomorrow here on KLOS.
You know how they sell jeans that are ripped?
Yes.
Pre-ripped?
Yes, I always mock those. I mean, it was bad enough when they were stonewashed and they were a little, you know, already looking kind of cheesy.
Looked like dirty or beat up.
Yeah, and then they started ripping little holes in them. I'm like, come on.
But they became hugely popular.
Oh, everybody had them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Spanish luxury brand Balenciaga is selling these super destroyed baggy pants. Where there's almost more hole than pant.
Yeah, I've started seeing those out there. How much did you say this pair is for?
For a price of $2,440.
Look, all you need is a pair of scissors
and
some baggy trousers, and
you're
good to go. You
need
to go to Walmart, get a perfectly good bad pair of blue jeans, cut them up, and then you're saving $2,500.
I wonder how many people bought these. Because
you know
there are some people.
Oh,
like,
sure.
It's Balenciaga. I got to have it.
Especially here in Los Angeles.
Sure.
New York City and those kind of places.
So let's talk about purchases that you made that you thought were great at the time.
Oh, sure.
But now you look back on it and go, what was I thinking?
Why? I used to buy a lot of stuff. I used to buy a lot of toys. I can't think of anything offhand. I bought a jukebox. Didn't really need it, but it was fun
to
have.
Did you ever use it?
I use it all the time.
All right. Well, that's not dumb then.
Yeah.
If you use it all the time.
It was so expensive to move from here in L.A. to New York City, and they had to take it out on Broadway. So it was rolling down Broadway into my building. Yeah, that I moved into. They had to take it.
Then did you move it back here?
No, I couldn't. I was like, it's so expensive just to move it out there.
Oh, my God.
That was the end of that. So,
this also includes watching TV marketing late at night?
Oh, and ordering something? Drunk yeah. ordering?
Oh, I need that.
Drunk ordering is my particular problem. Not drunk, but sleepy ordering is my particular problem.
Yeah, like yeah. what sort of
middle
things
of the night.
Wasted cash on?
I something shows up from Amazon, and I go, oh, yeah, I didn't sleep well last night.
Always do that.
Or 2 nights ago, or whatever it was.
Right.
But you spent a lot of money on something that you thought at the time was cool.
And then as time marched on.
Now that you look back on it, maybe you shouldn't have spent that much money. 818-955-KLOS, based on the Balenciaga pants, for $2,440. How much are jeans here?
You know.
$100?
Something like that. I don't know. Every time I have my butler go out and get some jeans, he comes
sure,
back
of
with
course.
My receipt, but I don't ever look at it.
Of course you don't, because you don't need to.
No, and I take a pair of scissors and start cutting them up, because they don't have enough holes in them. As
right, yeah. of course. Yeah. Well, you could just buy them now.
Yeah, that's great.
You don't have to do the cutting.
I'm in.
Saves you all that effort. 818-955-KLOS, things that you spent an inordinate amount of money for, and looking back on it, you're a little embarrassed.
Stay tuned for more KISS coming up Detroit Rock City.
We play it about every other song.
Yeah.
Whenever we feel like it. We are talking about the Balenciaga pants that are cut and ripped and really more holes than pants.
And exceedingly expensive.
$2,440.
For a ridiculous pair of pants that probably you throw it in any kind of wash machine whatsoever, it'll be
falls
destroyed.
Apart. Yeah. So we're talking about the money that you spent on something you thought was cool at the time, but it turned out not to be. KLOS, hello.
Well, what I bought was kind of inexpensive. It only cost me $350. It was a performance shift for my car. And, well, what happened was it threw my timing out of alignment, and it caused a $3,500
pair. Oh, my God. So you just got it to be cool, to look cool.
Yeah. I'm trying to my crappy Fiesta, make it, you know, a little bit more horsepower.
Sure.
That's understandable. Yeah.
That is understandable.
And then it caused
and then
more
it ruined
damage.
Everything
yeah.
else.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I bought a Dyson hair wrap, and it was, like, over $700. I don't even use it. Like, biggest regret probably of 2021.
Is $700 outrageous for that? Because it sounds like it.
It is. It was, like, such a craze, and they were saying that it like wasn't going to damage your hair, and it's the most amazing thing. All these influencers were talking about it. They're being sent it.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm going to bite the bullet and just do it. Like, I need this for my hair. Like, I don't want to damage it anymore. I just want it to.
And did you try it once?
I've used it a few times, but I'm just like, this. It doesn't even do anything to make my hair look any better.
Wow.
So I think maybe the lesson here is if an influencer is on board, you ignore it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Agreed.
I agree with that.
That's a good tip.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Okay, well, I did buy a weird sex toy that I regret buying.
What did you buy?
Yeah, a sex toy?
One of those bodies that's just a torso.
So, just a vagina?
Just the torso, no face?
I don't think I've seen a body
that's
just
a torso.
I don't think
I have either, yeah.
It's got boobs and it's down to, you know, below the waist.
Right.
It's a lot smaller than I thought.
Yeah. How many times?
But, how many times have you made use of it?
Oh.
Have you soiled it?
25 times?
Woo! Look at that.
Woo!
I've had it like over a year.
Why no arms and legs?
Because it's just small. It's you don't need a big thing.
All right. Thanks for calling. That's good. 818-955-KLOS. It's confession time.
You spent too much money on something you thought at the time was cool.
Come on, everybody. Sing along.
Give me five.
Don't be embarrassed. Sing along, even if you don't know the words.
Five songs in a row.
You do know the words.
I hear it every day. We are talking about questions, song titles that are questions.
You got something for us, hit us up. We are on Twitter at Kevin and Sluggo or
818-955-KLOS.
First thing out the gate, Alice in Chains. Alice, enjoying the day in chains.
Would?
Question mark? Most mornings?
W-O-O-D?
Yeah, no, yeah.
We are doing Give Me Five, song titles that are questions.
Hi, I've got one for Give Me Five.
Okay, go.
Why Me by Planet
P.
Project, yeah.
We are doing Give Me Five, song titles that are questions.
Hi, I've got one for Give Me Five.
Okay, go.
Why Me by Planet
P.
Project, yeah.
Do it in the road. Why don't we do it?
We were doing Gimme Five.
How about in the freeway?
The theme is song titles with that are questions. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
we're doing Gimme Five song titles that are questions.
What's going on?
Oh, gotcha. Sorry. You were already making your request. Whew, slow today.
It's Monday.
It's Monday. No worries.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for calling. I don't think we have Marvin Gaye, though. Let's take another one.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin Sluggo.
Yes.
Why can't we be friends?
That's the question. That's a good question.
Why can't we be friends?
Right on. Who are you?
I'm Vince from the Harbor area.
Kevin, that's a gooder. Good stuff. Life on Mars, question mark. Who was it suggested that?
That was Blended Emotions on Twitter.
You can always ask for the five songs on Twitter. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. We got time for one more song that is a question. Hello?
How about Rest in Peace, Gary Rosington? What's your name, little girl?
I just plain love that song to tiny little pieces.
Love you guys. Rock on.
Yep. No.
We have two tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Edmonton Oilers tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets or be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS.
Got to play a little trivia with them?
Little slang.
Hey, Kings ticket.
Yes. You need to answer a slang first. Are you ready? Hockey slang?
Okay, I'm ready.
What does it mean when they say it looks like a yard sale?
That would be when somebody gets checked so damn hard that they lose a piece of equipment.
I mean, that's close enough.
Yeah?
There's equipment all over the ice, so they call it a yard sale.
Right.
Gotcha. Usually after a giant fight.
Who are you?
My name's Joey.
Joey, well done. You win.
Get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets.
Unless, of course, you're Joey.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I always wanted to get into wrestling. I have a friend who, as long as I can remember, way back in high school, was always like, you gotta love it. You got to come out. It's so amazing. And I always thought if I just buckled down and studied, I would have.
You don't really have to study.
I think I would have really liked it. I just never gotten around.
But WrestleMania just happened over the weekend at SoFi.
Woo.
And wrestling is something that we know nothing about.
Yeah, but I do.
You know a lot about wrestling?
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Were you
still
at SoFi
real
Stadium?
To me, darn it.
Were you on SoFi Stadium Saturday?
No, because it's too many people, right?
Right.
And you know how awkward I am in person.
Sure.
Yeah. So
you don't like people.
But I watched it. It's a spectacle.
It is.
Awesome. Yeah.
Do you know that it's fake?
What's that?
Excuse me?
No.
You want to step outside, sir?
Did you know?
No, I will not.
You will not ever,
sir.
Gotcha. My bad.
First fun fact for you.
Yeah.
Did you know that your wrestling catchphrase is the last text you sent in your phone?
The last text I sent.
I did not know that.
So whatever that is going to be your wrestling catchphrase.
It came up positive?
Whoa. Well, I'm hooked. I'll be cheering from the stands. So to test your wrestling knowledge, because I don't I understand that you don't.
We don't follow it closely.
Okay.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I would say that's true.
Yeah. I'm going to name either a wrestling move or it's a move I made up.
Okay.
You tell me which you think it is. Is that fine?
Is it real or not? Okay, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Uranagi.
Uranagi.
Uranagi. Is that a wrestling move?
That sounds like a delicious Japanese treat.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say dessert. That's fake.
Yeah, me too.
That is incorrect. That is a move. It's like a judo throw. Yeah,
it's like a judo throw.
Damn it!
But it might be tasty.
I'm sorry, you expected to get these right?
Yeah. Well, just, you know.
We don't know anything.
All right. That's true.
Tiger Driver, 98.
Woo! That's crazy.
Tiger Driver, 98.
Maybe it's a music compilation.
You made that up.
Nope, that is a wrestling
move. Son of a bitch!
Are you? Okay, all right. North Dakota Driller.
That has got to be fake. I was going to say it's going to be real, but it's just too good.
Now we're playing like rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah,
what's
right.
he going to guess that we're going to guess? I'm going to say fake as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. We're
2-1.
Kagami Moki.
Kagami Moki.
What's that? Yeah.
That
sounds
doesn't
like Terry. What are those Tamagotchi sort of things?
It doesn't sound like something you'd make up, so I'm going to say real.
No, that is a fake. Yeah, that is a delicious New Year's ice cream that you would eat. Yeah.
Damn.
Okay, one more here.
All right.
Ushigoroshi. Ooh, what's that?
Ushigoroshi. That's a sexual move, isn't it? Isn't that a position?
We should explore that later. That's an interesting answer.
We'll have to get into that later.
It's just kind of like missionary, but not quite.
I'm going to say
real. Fake. No, I'm going with real. You've got fakes.
I know. I'm just
right.
Yeah. Eat my dust.
I said real. Good times.
Was it? Mediocre oldies.
I don't know. Did you love it Saturday? Did you watch it?
I loved it. But here's the thing. When big shows come to town, wrestling shows like that, the best thing is the independent shows around the area. Because right. They all come and put on. And there was an independent show where they had Yoshihiko. Oh, Yoshihiko. Yoshihiko is a doll that other wrestlers take on in competition.
I'm sorry.
They fight a doll?
It's a doll?
That's right.
Like a blow-up doll?
Like a sex doll?
Yeah. I mean, look, I know you guys
I love it. I'm on board.
Right, exactly. Because Yoshihiko is a 14-time champion. If you do yourself a favor
that
and
makes
watch
me laugh.
A Yoshihiko match.
I found Yoshihiko because Raul just texted me a video of it.
You retweeted, dude.
Yoshihiko just stole the entire Mania weekend.
Nice.
Holy effing S.
Retweet that at Kevin and Sluggo.
Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome.
I've been
a doll is a 14-time champion.
That rules.
And Yoshihiko regains the championship.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Talking about me. Kevin and Sluggo,
they ought to know. Bling. Man impersonates army officer for 4 years to impress women. The Chinese man was recently arrested after it was discovered that he had posed as a senior colonel in the Chinese army in order to impress women.
Don't go that high.
Don't go so
in the
high.
Rank. Yeah.
He was posing as a senior colonel in the Army's rocket division for over 4 years.
Rocket division.
It said the middle-aged man admitted that he was no colonel, but that he had bought his uniform and identification documents on the internet. His name is Zay, Z-H-E, confessed that he had always dreamed of having a highly respected and coveted position in the Chinese army, mostly because women seem to be attracted to officers.
Did he get any as a result? I wonder. I guess so. Probably 5 years.
So when he found the realistic colonel uniform on the internet back in 2018, he decided to start a new life as an army officer. Been doing it for 4 years.
Wow.
And then he went to get a COVID-19 shot, and they checked his ID, and they were like, this is not a real
ID. Dude, what are you, dude?
Yeah, right?
You're no colonel.
Right. I mean, I think that was pretty obvious.
Let me tell you about my rocket.
Although his actions don't seem serious at first glance, the man now faces severe consequences as impersonating army personnel is considered a very serious crime in China.
Yeah, sure.
So don't.
Everything's a very serious crime in China.
That's true. Yeah, that is true.
Ah, look at the time. We're out of time. We've run out of time. Will you look at the time? I can't believe what time it is.
It is time for What We Learn.
Yeah.
Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Supposedly, Australians are paying $4,500 for sex dolls just so they can drive in the carpool lane.
I mean, how much does it cost to get the carpool lane access? I would think that they're losing money on the deal.
I would think that, but
at least they've got a friend to take home with them every day.
Also, they may have sex in the carpool lane. So you got that going.
Yeah, that's true.
I failed to win one American dollar about the most dangerous sports, meaning the highest chances of death.
But who would have thought that checkers would be so dangerous?
Checkers was my number one, and I'm very embarrassed by that. And the most money you spent on something that in retrospect wasn't worth it. A guy called in to say that he paid for a sex doll with no arms, leg, or a head.
And we saw a picture of it thanks to our pal Scott.
And it's not cool.
It's not. No. Don't. Mm-hmm. No. There's a lot of sex doll talk today. What's up with that?
Yeah, too much.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
The always cool Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders wasn't having any on this day in rock in 1980 in Memphis. She was arrested after a bar brawl that she was in, ended up kicking out the window of the police car sent to take her away, spent the night in jail. The real audio player was introduced on this day in rock in 1995, allowing people for the first time ever to stream audio over the internet. Lollapalooza did not have its seventh consecutive year in a row on this day in rock in 1998 when it was canceled. Bands like Radiohead and Foo Fighters and Green Day were like, nah, we don't want to play.